Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
If you're catching a bus in Limerick tomorrow, there's a good chance it will be one of the 34 fully electric buses serving the city. And by the end of the year, Limerick will have a fleet of 55 fully electric double-decker buses as they enter, as they transition over from diesel. Now, this follows a pilot project in Athlone where there was 11 electric buses launched there. For more on this, we're joined by Stephen Kent, Bus Éireann CEO. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
Good. So what's happening in Limerick this week? Talk us through it.
Well, we'll be meeting the mayor and ministers coming down with chief executive of the NTA and their team, because we've spent about the last 3 years getting ready now to do a major transition and transformation of our service in Limerick in the city. So we've been upgrading the depot. We've been putting in chargers, working with a huge amount of collaboration with a number of companies. And we've spent, 450 hours of training with drivers and 250 hours of training with our mechanics to transition into electric vehicle. And this will be the first fully electric regional city service in Ireland. So it'll be a great achievement, great milestone.
And why did you pick Limerick?
Well, it's the next compact city for us in relation to having got our learnings from Athlone. So last year we rolled out a service in Athlone. Got a lot of learnings in relation to the training and what we would need to require and what kind of collaboration. So we have another compact city, and this is the next in line that will precede what will follow, which will be into Galway, Sligo and onto Cork, so that we have a consistent ramp up in terms of the decarbonisation of our city services.
We know when Dublin Bus did this in parts of Dublin, there was a problem with the chargers and getting them installed. Are you fully ready for this now in Limerick?
We've got the chargers. We have 15 chargers, double chargers in place already for the 34, and there's another 20 coming at the end of the year. So we're ready and ready to start rolling out the 34. It'll be phased, and as you said, there'll be another 21 vehicles come on towards the end of the year, and there's another plan for another 20 chargers to come. So we're in a very good position in relation to that. In fact, some of the vehicles have been out there rolling already just in training, so we don't have any issues on that front. So thanks to our suppliers on that.
And the plan, the logistics around charging, Stephen, what happens? Will they be charged during the day, or will they be solely charged at night time?
All the bulk of the charge is at the night time, and that's actually very good for the grid, and we have a lot of liaison with our partners in the ESB. But equally, it's good from their point of view as well, because typically when things are charging overnight, you're using a lot of wind and renewable, and when you're doing that, you're giving greater resilience to the grid. So from our perspective, it's an efficient way to do it. Obviously, we'll be learning about even more efficient charge management so that we continue to optimise the range. So all of this is being put in place, and it'll all be done from every night.
Because anyone who drives an electric car will know a little bit at least about range anxiety. Have you addressed that in your training of the drivers?
Well, we have, and in the way we'd roster and how we schedule the vehicles so that we have them all planned with a particular range and everything is there and duties. And don't forget then, they're all coming back into a city-based depot. So we don't have any concerns in relation to the charging or the availability of chargers. It said all of that is put in place. So no range anxiety here, Claire. Mm-hmm.
What about your plans then and the time frame to roll it out in other parts of the country, in other cities and towns?
Well, the NTA are funding this project. So they're funding it from the point of view of both the vehicle purchase and also from the helping us in terms of the depot transition. So there is a huge amount of collaboration that's required in any transformation of any depot, because it's into you have to deal with planning, as you could imagine. You have to source, you have to procure, you have to implement, install, etc. So there is a very phased plan that exists that's getting us to a place for all of the cities by 2030. And as you know, we have to seek to reduce emissions by 51% by 2030. Mm-hmm. So the phased introduction we have is coming out of, as you said, into Galway straight after this, following then with Sligo, then on to Cork, and then on to Waterford. So it's all laid out in the plan. And at the moment, this is the next step in the plan out of that law.
So do you have any electric buses running in the likes of Galway and Sligo?
No, we have hybrid vehicles running at the minute. So they're hybrid. So they have been running just in Galway City. and people will see them. But this will be the first time that we're doing a city network. And just to give you a sense of the scale in Limerick, Claire, you know, there's nearly 4.5 million passenger journeys delivered last year, and up about 15%, which is nearly 600,000. So there's massive momentum happening right now in public transport.
And,
it's getting ready then and be ready for the future.
You're not paying for this, as in this isn't coming from Bus Éireann's budget, the capital investment.
The capital investment is we operate the public service obligation, which they're operated in Limerick City. We have 9 of them, and we do that on behalf of the National Transport Authority. So they're funding that in relation to the transition.
And do you expect that you will see savings when it comes to the energy costs here, as opposed to fossil fuel?
Well, the answer is long term, yes, but it'll be demonstrable over time, because as you can see yourself at the moment, prices are going up in the pump at the pump at the minute, and at the same time, you know, the cost of electricity is coming down, and it should further come down as they continue to build on the renewables. So we expect over the long term that we do that, and then we have, you know, it is a new technology, so we're expecting, you know, we'll be seeing how it performs on a maintenance regime. And relative to a diesel, but we'd expect, again, good performance in relation to that. So the whole of life costing will be something that will come to bear in it. But the real benefit is the environmental impact. So if I take Limerick City, if the 55 buses are operating out there at the end of this year, compared to diesel buses, it'll save us about 2,300 tons of carbon. So really trying to generate cleaner air, better experience for customers, and that's what they want.
All right. Well, Stephen, thank you very much for joining us. That's the Bus Éireann CEO, Stephen Kent.